This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Eloy Garza. Date of birth is December the 9th, 1973. Case ID number 3424173. Date of exam, September the 6th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Baptist Harlingen Hospital, dated 3/23/22. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old common law married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart condition, comma, high blood pressure, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, decreased vision of the left eye with glaucoma, comma, and depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in April of 2021, where he worked as a bartender for 22 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, heart condition. Number two, high blood pressure. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, decreased left eye vision with glaucoma. And number five, depression / anxiety. History of allegation. The claimant states that in 2014, he was in Valley Baptist Hospital for 1 day, secondary to having chest pain. A cardiac catheterization was performed, and the claimant was told that he was having angina. He states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located on the left chest area that radiated down to his left arm and neck area. He states that the pain lasted for 20 minutes. And now he states that he has the pain every day. The claimant states when he does a lot of exertion, he feels the pain, and sometimes even at rest and with food intake. He was at one time placed on nitroglycerins, but has not taken nitroglycerins for many years now. He states the pain resides with resting. His other symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, and dizziness. The claimant has a positive family history of hypertension, comma, smoking, comma, high cholesterol, comma. And a positive family history of heart disease. The claimant also suffers from signs of congestive heart failure and states that he has shortness of breath, pedal edema, and sometimes has to sleep with two pillows at night. The claimant was diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, stable angina, and cardiomegaly. His physician is Dr. Hilmi. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and temporal headaches as well as occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 142/95 mmHg. The claimant states he did not take his blood pressure medication today and states that he does have blood pressure medication but does not recall the name of the medication and states that although he does not remember, he is taking medication for hypertension. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2014, he was told that he had a high cholesterol level. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, but does have stable angina He does not recall what his last cholesterol level was, but states that he is being treated with atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. Allegation number four, decreased vision of the left eye with glaucoma. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to have severe problems with his left eye. He was diagnosed with glaucoma and hypertension. He denies any trauma to his eyes or any history of diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that both eyes are affected, but especially the left side. He does wear glasses. Snell and vision at this visit was OD, unable to see fingers. Able to see fingers at 8 feet distance. OS, able to see fingers at 6 feet distance. Right pinhole, able to see fingers at 15 feet. Left pinhole, able to see fingers at 5 feet. Binocular corrected is 20/50. The claimant was told that he did have some retinal problems and needed to see a specialist, but has not had the funds to go see a doctor. His night vision, as well as his peripheral vision, is very poor, and he was diagnosed with left eye blindness with history of glaucoma and possible retinal bleeds. Allegation number five, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 1993, he was having severe depression with anxiety. He denies any suicidal attempts, but has had suicidal ideation. He states his appetite is fair, but he has difficulty sleeping and has severe anxiety. He's lost approximately 40 pounds and states that he has hallucinations, decreased energy, decreased concentration, and a poor memory. He does suffer from crying spells and sadness. He was started on sertraline 100 milligrams POQD for his depression. Family history. The father suffered from dementia secondary to a head contusion, and he died at the age of 81. His mother has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, cancer of the breast, cerebral vascular accident, hyperlipidemia, heart disease, myocardial infarction, and dementia. She passed away at the age of 62. Medications, carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID, hydralazine, 100 milligrams BID, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, folic acid, 1 milligram QD, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, citrulline, 100 milligrams QD, and atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, umbilical hernia, decreased left eye vision with glaucoma, morbid obesity, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, anxiety / depression, hypercholesterolemia, obstructive sleep apnea, tonsillectomy in March of 2022, umbilical hernia, reducible, and morbid obesity. Social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 4 to 5 beers per night for 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he does use marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was on September the 5th, 2022. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 236 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and a half inches. BP, 142 over 95 mmHg. Heart rate, 62 beats per minute. Respiration, 13 respirations per minute. BMI, 35.5. General. This is a 48-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant had a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal with retinal bleeds bilaterally, especially on the left side. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields was mildly abnormal, especially on the left side. Snellen vision, OD, able to see fingers at 8 feet. OS, able to see fingers at 6 feet. Right OD pinhole, able to see fingers at 15 feet. Left OS pinhole, able to see fingers at 5 feet. Binocular corrected, 20/50. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. The claimant has a 3-centimeter by 3-centimeter reducible umbilical hernia and a soft abdomen. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a 4-centimeter by 3-centimeter right olecranon cyst formation at the elbow area, which is soft and does not appear to be pathological at this time. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, or feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual fields and especially in his visual acuity on the left side. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to decreased vision. Allegations number one, heart condition secondary to stable angina, stable at this time, appears to be being treated. Claimant also has cardiomegaly secondary to hypertension. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension is being treated at this time. His blood pressure was 142 over 95 mmHg. However, the claimant did not take his medication this morning and did not bring his medication's name to the office. Number three, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time. appears to be stable, has had no in-organ damage. Number four, decreased vision of the left eye, secondary to glaucoma and possible retinopathy, was confirmed with physical examination. Number five, depression / anxiety, is stable at this time and is being treated with medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Eloy Garza.